I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. You know what the team is. You heard the man. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. And you, getting involved with the program as we love you to do here on this Friday. We're headed towards a huge football game against the Baltimore Ravens, who has been a little bit of a nuisance for these Houston Texans. But the bully is hurt.
Is it six straight?
I'd actually have to double check. I don't know why I don't have that on top.
I just seen a record of 13-2.
Yeah, 13-2, six straight, eight straight in Baltimore, I believe.
And you have an opportunity to change that this weekend. So we'll talk about that. We have a pretty loaded show. B. Scott from Hiram Clark, he will jump in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Jason LaCanfora, who is obviously our Odyssey NFL insider, but he also, like, he lives in Baltimore. He works in Baltimore. So it's going to pseudo be our behind enemy lines at noon when we talk to him.
What does McClain call him?
I don't think that that's fair. Get involved with the program. 713.
He said it on there.
572-4610. Again, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. And we also have appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch.
Oh, look,
chat.
I just confirmed that he is going to be on.
610, yes. Houston, and I just want y'all to know, I feel like quite a professional that I was able to do
we
that.
We do not.
During the midst of whatever the hell y'all are doing right now.
I can confirm he is going to be joining us. Yes, I'm serious.
How are we feeling about this game, ladies and gentlemen? Let us know on the text line, especially. And how are we feeling about Nick Caley? Coordinators talked yesterday, as they do on Thursdays on a normal week. And one of the things that we're starting to hear, in addition to hearing from coordinators, hearing from players, we're starting to hear a kind of a mentality from Nick Caley, or at least confirm a mentality that we kind of got a feel for. When Bobby Slowick, you know, was jettisoned from his job as the office coordinator here, we started to get all of the things that had previously been kind of kept in. And one of the things that seemed to come out was he works. He does not seem to work as a team guy or what have you. And Nick Caley, all the reporting, all the conversations, where he seems to be a lot more collaborative in the way that he goes about things. So are this signs of possibly Nick Caley's superpower?
Yeah.
Is that what we're seeing?
I'm glad you used that word.
Is this going to be proven to be something else?
Shout out to our big boss, Sarah. She likes to use this term, find your superpower, know your superpower. However she puts it.
I
should have been paying attention closer. Anyway, you know, everybody has a superpower. And when you can find that and define it, you can thrive. You know, you can become really good at your job. So I'm listening to these guys yesterday. Christian Kirk, shout out to The Drive. They had him on. Dalton Schultz. And then Christian Kirk.
Christian Kirk was actually, shout out to B. Scott for getting out there on the ground. Of course, a Texas insider.
And I'm like, are we seeing his superpower? Is this it? Being able to, well, let's let Christian Kirk explain.
Yeah, I think it's just open communication. I think everybody does a good job of, communicating what they see. Something's not right, you know, being able to hold each other accountable. But I think, like I said, Kaylee does a great job of kind of opening the floor and really listening to, you know, CJ and, you know, me, Nico, whoever it may be, because we're the ones that are out there playing. So he does a good job of listening to us, giving them the feedback, and then being able to evolve and do certain things offensively to do what we're comfortable with, because, you know, we're the ones out there doing it and executing it on Sunday.
So let's compare and contrast what you just heard from Christian Kirk to Bobby Slowick, to Bill O'Brien, who was mentioned earlier. Bill O'Brien famously said, and I remember distinctly Cecil Shorts sitting right here saying, you know, telling the story about how Bill O'Brien would tell him, I know this works. It worked in New England. Do this, right? Bobby Slowick, we've heard how rigid he was about doing it that way. It didn't fit his players. Is this Nick Kaylee's superpower, or maybe, you know, maybe it's a cause for concern? You know, is he still trying to figure it out, and he's just, you know, spitballing and listening to guys and taking ideas? It could be either way. We could find out on Sunday, or begin to find out a little more on Sunday. But the ability to know that you don't know it all, is that his superpower?
I mean, in a vacuum, that sounds like a superpower, right? I will start there, right? It seems like a good thing, right? The notion of a game plan offense, right? Mm-hmm. With whoever you face off against, tailoring what you do to what they do not do well, right? Trying to find the weak spots and attack it. That all sounds well and good. But whether or not it is a superpower or a fault in your operational process is largely determined by the results of it. And I know that kind of sucks. And when I say the results of it, I guess it's not simply the results, but how does the process ultimately work, right? We have friends who, you know, in a friend group who are like good at getting a feel for, hey, what do you think? What do you think? And we also have friends that are like, that can't make a decision, that are paralyzed by that perpetual want to seek validation from others.
Mm-hmm.
Those are in the same vein and kind of two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
How does it manifest itself? Does it show up as getting input, but then ultimately being the final decision maker and being able to take all these things, put them in a cauldron of sorts and meld them into the best answer? Or does it end up being confusion? Does it end up being something that takes you away from finding an actual good answer and have you running from pillar to post like a chicken with his head cut off?
Yeah.
Those are things that we need to learn about Nick Kaylee as a first-time play caller. But I like that this seems to be there as like an option, as an opportunity, especially for him not having a lot of experience leaning on other people. But I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the fact that that can be a bad thing.
No,
there is a possibility of that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm glad you said that too, because I think it could be both. I think his, you know, he's smart enough and humble enough, you know, he doesn't have the ego enough to understand, well, I got to get some feedback here. I don't know the passing game the way I should. I don't know this whatever route tree or these route options well enough. So I better ask. That's a good thing. But I think it could be both. I think it could also be like, do you really want a coordinator that's like, hey, what do y'all think? I don't know. What do y'all think?
And then ultimately, like, hey, man, you have the job for a reason. There needs to be some mm-hmm. level of executive function that happens yeah. there. But one thing I will say, and maybe this is just the whenever you are a part of any type of company, any mm-hmm. type of large group, unless you are some level of psychopath, if you're inside, you are invested in this going well, mm-hmm. right? And you heard from Christian Kirk. We're about to hear from Dalton Schultz. All of the voices seem to sound mm-hmm. and push this as a positive. Listen to Dalton Schultz here, who sat down, or he talked with the Drive, a fantastic conversation, mm-hmm. mind you. This is what he said about what he would say Nick Haley's special trait or maybe even superpower is.
Dude, he's a young guy. So, like, just like D'Amico, I mean, dude's bringing energy, whatever room he walks into. But I think beyond that, being a guy that's just, you know, a little older in the league, having a first guy, like a first time OC, be willing to like take so much input from those around him, whether it be coaches, players, you know, doesn't matter. He's listening to the input, and like you see him implementing the stuff you talked about. So like, I think he's been a really effective communicator. I love his energy. And honestly, dude, like, I think, you know, we're growing in the right direction, and we're going to try to continue to keep doing that. But Kale's definitely leading the show.
It's interesting. And I think we will, you know, Sunday will tell us a lot because they are going to be on the road and you know, everything's going to be magnified. But I think by and large, I'll put it this way. I'd rather it be like this than him come in like another first-year coordinator in Bobby Slowick and say, guys, I got this. This is how it's going to be. I'd rather it be, even if there are some blind spots, you know?
Yeah, and I think one of the things that Nick Haley said in his availability gives me a little bit of positivity towards the idea that the side of the coin on taking in information is the good one. This was Nick Haley when he was asked about the balance of taking in all that information, but also having a, you know, having an idea and running his offense.
Well, I think we have our core principles. We have our offense, our structures, and our DNA. What I think you want to do is, and I don't know what he was alluding to necessarily, but I think it's there are strengths of certain players, and then obviously the quarterback position. You want to have a relationship, and you want to be able to discuss things with the quarterback. And there's certain things that we adjust throughout the week, whether that's Wednesday to Thursday to maybe even Friday, subtle tweaks or changes. Could be a formation, could be a movement, could be a coaching point on a particular play. And we're always going to do what we got to do to be able to tweak those things to put us in the best position possible. And I think the quarterback's going to be the guy that's driving those things. So we have those conversations on a daily basis. Him and I, that's what we're here to, you know, again, we got to see it through the same eyes, and we don't always have to agree on the same things, but it's good conversation. And I think it helps him get a feel for how I see things. And then ultimately I get a feel for how he might see things or interpret things. And we can arrive at the decision that's best for our offense. But ultimately we have our offense, and I think it's evolved, as you can see, even in short time in 4 weeks, and see where it goes, you know.
Foundation of principles, right? The basic things that are going to keep you grounded and tethered, and willingness to disagree mm-hmm. with the people that are bringing input, and obviously then some level of alignment and synergy with a man who is going to have the best eyes on what's happening, the man on the field level.
That's it.
All of those things feel good, but here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. I love all of that. It's talk.
Yeah.
And I think I there's value in having the right perspective, but for the time being, that's talk.
Yeah.
We've seen some good signs in a quarter of football yesterday.
That's the thing, right?
That's probably unfair because you saw some of those things all the way through the game. But
really clicking.
The demonstration the full materialization mm-hmm. of putting points on the board, all of the people, you know, being excited, hyped on the field was one quarter. I need to see more of the results and the things that come, the materials that come on the backside of a process. And that's what we're hoping that this game will be.
We have to be fair here. It may end up blowing up in his face. The first three games, we know there were issues with a lot of different things. But the one thing I do like, and you mentioned it there, he mentioned it, is ownership. He's talking about ownership of the offense by the quarterback. That is a refreshing change. It may not work, but I think that change in itself kind of bolsters and really pushes C.J. Stroud into owning this offense.
Yeah, man. Another data point on Nick Haley as offensive coordinator is coming on Sunday. It's going to be a very interesting one, especially with a compromised defense in particular for the Ravens. A lot of injuries. I mean, number of cornerbacks not showing up. Obviously, defensive linemen on the injured reserve. Going to be very, very interesting to get a better feel on Nick Haley as we continue. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on this Football Friday. Coming up next, how did Thursday night football, we're talking about injuries, there was a lot of them, and yet and still a super injured team gets a win. Did that give us any level of insight as to how we should approach the injuries going into Sunday? 713-572-4610, we talk about it next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.